could be easy. Why is life so messy? Why is pain a part of us? There are days I feel like nothing ever goes right. Sometimes it just hurts so much. But you're here.
Thank the Lord for you, Haley and Krista, leading us in worship in that song. Thank you. It goes well with what I feel like the Lord would have us to dwell on a few minutes this morning. An underlying awareness as we come to this message, it is how much God loves you. And the message we'll look at today is an expression how much God loves you. He loves you. And He wants you to love Him back and to let that to be the center of your life. You love Him in return for His love, and you love Him so much that you walk with Him. He knows that you cannot be and you cannot do like you need to on your own, so He provides Himself out of His love for you, and He wants you to love Him back and walk with Him and depend upon Him. I believe there's a message He wants us to hear today from the prophet Joel. And could be heard in a different way, but this message is one of love. The prophet is getting a glimpse of the end times and some things that were going to take place in the end times, and who knows, we may well be in the end times ourselves. We'll know whether we're in the end times when things are ultimately fulfilled and the Lord comes. Then we'll know we were in the end times. We have no certainty when the Lord may come. Is it possible that he could come today? It's possible. The things about prophecy, everything the Lord has prophesied through his prophets, all of them that come from the Lord come to pass. Now, sometimes how they come to pass can only be seen by looking back, because we only see things through a blurred way to look at things. And so we may not fully understand what he meant in the prophecy. He gives us enough to understand, but then we can fully understand when we look back. Let's dive in for this. I think the Lord would say some things to us today, whether this would be the end times or whether it just be your times. First of all, the Lord says, the locusts are coming. And not just one swarm, there's going to be one after another after another. The Lord, out of his love for you, would have you to know the locusts are coming. Now, there have definitely been literal locust plagues in the scriptures and in the history of humanity. And sometimes the scripture speaks of locusts in the literal sense, but sometimes the scripture speaks of locusts in a symbolic sense, as it does in the last days when the Lord speaks about locusts in the book of Revelation, and surely it's not talking about a cousin to a grasshopper. Locusts leave devastation, destruction. And there can be some of you this morning who already have an awareness that a wave or two have already hit you. But there are things that have happened in your life and that are going to happen in life. Sure seems like they're intent on destroying you.